But thank you for the questions so far, and thank you for the wonderful presentations from both of you. And the one theme I could pick out from both presentations is this theme about how to weave equity into the work of the public sector, and how we can how equity can be a core priority across the board, irrespective of where you are, where you sit, in the public sector. So today, I'm going to talk about what we've been doing at the federal level to promote the consideration of equity in federal programs. And just to give you a little bit of history about the work I'm about to share with you, this work stems from what were activities under the, what is known as the National Partnership for Action to End Health Disparities. And let me start by giving you a brief history of the NPA, as we call it. So when I throw out the acronym NPA, I'm trying to shorten the name National Partnership for Action to End Health Disparities. So back in 2007, there was 2006, excuse me, there was a summit that was hosted by the Office of Minority Health, and at the summit there were discussions about what needed to happen in order to promote health equity. And as a result of all the conversations that were had at the time, there was a recognition that and a call to action that requested for moving away from focusing on symptoms and diseases to moving towards the social determinants of health. In other words, taking a causes approach instead of focusing on symptoms. There was also a call for us to move to addressing issues using a cross-cutting approach, recognizing that there are so many sectors and so many factors that help to shape health and well-being. And in that regard as well, to begin to think about our work in terms of how we can interact across levels, and also focus on systems, how we can change systems, because these systems are what shape the conditions. And then finally, partnerships, because if we're going to work across sectors, and if we're going to really target the issue with the level of complexity that the issue brings, then we have to interact with other sectors and break down silos. And so as a result of all those conversations, the National Partnership for Action to End Health Disparities emerged in 2007. It really is a collaborative platform and a movement. And our mission is simple and states exactly what we hope to achieve, which is that we want to increase the effectiveness of programs that target the elimination of health disparities. And we do this by coordinating the work of partners, leaders, and stakeholders who are committed to action. I just want to underscore the meaning of effectiveness of programs that target the elimination of health disparities. So we're not just talking about programs that have health disparities in their title or health equity in their title. If you think about what shapes health and the programs that have influence on those social determinants of health, those are the programs ideally that need to be at the table. So in the work of the NPA, we're very cross-sectoral. We're very focused on making sure that we bring in housing, transportation, and all those other sectors that that have significant influence on people's life circumstances. So we have goals that guide the work that we do, the work of all partners under the NPA. And the way to think about these goals is that in terms of everything that we do as a partner or stakeholder under the National Partnership for Action to End Health Disparities, that you will be increasing awareness of health disparities and also the solutions. We don't want to always call out the problem without having a solution at hand, but we ought to also be talking about solutions, that we develop leadership to do this work across the board. Not just in the health sector, but also in other sectors. And what this means is that we also have to spend some time explaining to our peers what health equity means, and working with them to identify what health equity means within the context of their work. And you'll hear about how we've started doing some of that work with the FIHET or the federal team. Strengthening the health system and improving life experience for racial ethnic minorities and other underserved populations. And embedded in this goal is the fact that we need to all focus on the social determinants of health and rally our work around improving people's living conditions, improving cultural and linguistic competency and diversity of the health-related workforce, recognizing that our country is changing demographically and we have to accommodate the needs of people who are resident in this country, and improving data availability, coordination, and sharing research and evaluation outcomes. And again, to think about generating the kind of research that's going to be informative about the types of actions we need to take, and also using information that is available to drive action. So we have certain principles that guide our work. We want to have communities in the driver's seat. We want to take a social determinants of health approach, like I've already mentioned. We have to engage in multi-sectoral work. We cannot continue to work in silos. We have to work at all levels, state, community, local, federal, and interact across those levels, because when we look at the conditions on the ground, the conditions are a manifestation of the interactions between systems that are across different levels. And then partnerships, recognizing again that given the new framework of focusing on the social determinants of health, and if we're going to have all these interaction, we're not going to expand our scope and work in other people's swim lanes, but that we can find out a way to work collaboratively with them so that we're all working towards the same goals. So our structure is set up to ensure that we're able to do these things. So we have a structure that allows us to do cross-sectoral work. The Federal Interagency Health Equity Team is our health equity coalition at the federal level. The Regional Health Equity Councils are also a set of 10 regional coalitions. They're multi-sector in nature, and they're non-federal as well. They're non-federal. The other one is federal. And they allow us to bring communities, stakeholders, experts, people from the private sector, public sector, who are not in the federal government, to the table. And they're organized regionally so that we can focus attention on the issues affecting a particular region. And then, of course, we have the state offices of minority health, which you've heard about this morning. And the way we interact with them is we interact with them through their participation on the regional health equity councils. And then we have national partners like ASTO. You just heard from Allison. And then we also have, the National Indian Health Board and the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors. And then communities. We engage communities through interaction on the regional health equity councils. So now I'm going to focus on the Federal Interagency Health Equity Team and the work we've done. The one thing I want to say is that under the Federal Interagency Health Equity Team, we envision a tribe in America where everyone has equitable access to the resources they need to live and supportive environments to live healthy, purposeful lives. And in our mission, because of where we sit and what we do and who we have at the table, our job is really to convene federal leaders to end health disparities and to do this by building the capacity for equitable policies and programs, cultivating strategic partnerships, and sharing relevant models for action. When we talk about systems change, we have to recognize that a system will not change if you don't have leaders who know exactly how the system should change. And it's not that the leaders are the only ones who are going to change the systems, but it's good to start from the head and also engage the body as well. And so some of the work we've been doing is ensuring that we are working together as a team and as a group to begin to build that capacity for the kind of change we want to see. In the health sector, we tend to have lived with the issue of health disparities for the longest time, and so we know it's in our blood, it's in our veins. But in other departments, they need to understand what that means in the context of their work. And many times you'll find out that they are actually doing work that may not be labeled as health equity work that is supportive of our goals. So again, it's building that empowering those agencies to begin to see how the role they have to play in shaping health and well-being and in promoting health equity. And that's what we've been trying to do on the FIHEDGE. And then we also recognize that there's a lot of work going on, and we don't want to reinvent the wheel. We have too few resources and very little time, so we like to make sure that whatever is working, we want to leverage it for the work that we have to do. So our goals exemplify where we want to be in terms of this work. We want to collaborate with between ourselves as feds, we want to work with ourselves to begin to define those linkages between our missions and health equity. And I keep talking about this as a collective action type of thing, because it's a learning experience for everyone who is seated at the FIHEDGE table. What Organization X has done, we want to learn from it. And what we can learn together is also essential, because it's a process of also building that trust and the environment or the place, creating that place for collaboration that we need to have on our federal team. We also work towards identifying and developing, as well as implementing strategies to achieve health equity through our policies, programs, and activities. So we have a lot of programs that have huge trickle-down effect, and so it's very important for us to begin to think about what strategies are going to work to achieve health equity. We want to, in the spirit of collaboration, leverage assets, influence, and experiences. So again, there's money. How can we make our money go farther? How can we leverage each other's influence, and not just areas of influence, but spheres of influence? And then we want to also create opportunities to generate research and utilize the research, and then educate and mentor peers, develop health equity champions. It's working with each other to know that, to share information that's valuable and timely so that people are empowered to do the work they need to do. So one of the things that we have done to implement this agenda for the FIHEAD is we took a couple of steps. Our first step was we wanted to increase capacity of federal leaders. We heard from our federal leaders, our partners, that yes, especially in the non-health sector, they said we get health equity, we can define it, we understand it, we know what social determinants of health means. But when it comes to translating that into practice, into the work that we do, how do we do that? So people needed to have a conversation about how to make that happen. So what we have focused on is increasing the capacity of federal leaders to create programs and policies that are intentional about supporting equitable outcome. We want to do this also for the sake of establishing and enabling cross-sector partnerships centered on health equity, not just any kind of partnership, but a partnership where health equity is the driving force, and then communicate about and make the case for health equity within our agencies. So if you're going to bring the rest of your agency along or the rest of your office along, you need to be able to talk about health equity and communicate the value add of the work we're doing. And so what are some important questions to guide our work? We started asking questions like, how does an agency or a program's, an agency's priorities or a program's priorities, activities and work intersect with health and health equity? In other words, how do you draw the line between what an organization is doing and health equity attainment? It might be very obvious for those of us who work in the healthcare system or in the health system, but it may not be obvious for somebody who's working in another system where health is not even part of the lexicon in that department. So something we have to work with each other to learn. How can this information be relayed effectively to key decision makers? Again, bringing the rest of the agency along so that you can get institutional buy-in and for sustainability purposes. How does the program's activities currently support the attainment of health equity? Again, empowering them through identifying what it is they're already doing to support health equity, which might be coded in different language, like connectivity from transportation, ladders of opportunity. I've heard opportunity from HUD and from the Economic Development Organization. So there are different types of languages that are out there. And it's, again, telling people you're actually doing health equity work by doing this kind of work so that they have some wins. They can identify with what they're already doing. And it gives them the opportunity to talk about what more they can do. So we also use that space to talk about opportunities. And then what areas of an agency's work can be enhanced by collaboration? Nobody's going to do it all. So we use this opportunity to look at our grants programs. If it's a grant-making organization, what kind of opportunities exist for you to partner with other groups that are doing grants that are interrelated, especially since we might have diverse strategies, diverse outcomes, but we're all converging in one place, which is the population, the community, in terms of the impact we want to have. So how do we begin to align our work so that we can increase or maximize the impact of our individual resources within the communities? And then who are those atypical or unusual partners, those groups that you wouldn't have thought of, but now that you understand more how your program aligns with health equity and how your work can better support health equity, who are those groups that you might want to interact with and align with to get the work done? So our strategy for action has been one of starting the process of collective learning. Again, moving together as a team. No one is teaching the other. There's no teacher in the classroom. Rather, it's that we're going to learn. We're all starting from different places, but we're going to establish a common understanding so that when I want to talk to you about collaboration, when I mention health equity, we're all talking about the same thing. When we talk about putting an equity lens on a program or practice, we all understand what that means amongst ourselves. And so we did that through training that was provided by our technical assistance team. We talked about different concepts within the world of health equity, from the definitions to what that equity lens looks like, and you'll hear about that from Mark Severo. We also talked about, we did a case studies about applying an equity lens. So again, together, figuring out and having discussions about what does it mean to apply an equity lens on a program, using hypothetical examples and looking at core functions within the federal government, and then creating the space to lean on the experience of peers. So there are some organizations that are far ahead, you know, and there are some that are starting, and there are some that are in the middle. So we use these opportunities to lean on each other's experience to figure out what is going to work for all of us. And then we also did what I like to call within program exploration. So for those of you who are bureaucrats or on programs, nobody wants to really have a conversation all the time with everybody in the space. Sometimes you want to go back and do some kind of inward looking activity to take a look at your work and identify for yourself and your group what it is about your work that relates to health equity and what you can do more before you have that external conversation with everyone. So we created that space as well, and you're going to hear about Mark talking about that. We called it Health Equity Mapping. It was basically volunteers. We had 7 volunteer groups in the federal government, and they went aside and did interviews and worked through the process of talking about their programs in a way that helped them align their programs with health equity. And the goal here is it gives you a better understanding of how your program is aligned with health equity, allows you to identify and embrace those successes you already have, and then gives you the opportunity to identify what more you can do. So I'm going to end here. Thank you for listening, and I'll just take one clarifying question before we move on to Mark, and then we can have a conversation at the end. Any questions? Was that too good or too complex? Well, thank you. So I'll call him Mark.